Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. Disney has chosen a new CEO, and it didn't have far to go to find him. Robert Iger, Disney's president, was approved over the weekend. He'll step in when current CEO Michael Eisner leaves in September. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. And Tess, this was expected, was it not?
Yeah, it was, Madeline. It's been pretty well known since Michael Eisner announced last fall that he was going to leave the company that Iger was his pick as a successor. And frankly, we just haven't heard many other names out there. There was some early speculation of Les Moonves jumping ship from Viacom, CBS. And Meg Whitman, the CEO of eBay, was also a potential candidate. She withdrew her name last week, and that prompted the Disney board to meet over the weekend and officially tap Robert Iger. And he'll start the job pretty much right away, sharing it with Eisner until September, when Eisner leaves after two decades as a head mouseketeer.
Now, remind us what Iger is walking into. Disney's not exactly at the top of its game these days.
Yeah, certainly there are those who will be relieved that Eisner is finally going, not least among them Roy Disney, who is Walt Disney's nephew, and he led last year's shareholder revolt against Eisner. But the problem that Iger is going to face is that he's been Eisner's, we have Iger and Eisner, so I'll try to be clear here. Iger has been Eisner's second in command for the last 5 years, and he's been with Cap Cities ABC his entire career. And in fact, Roy Disney has been complaining pretty loudly in recent weeks that the board wasn't trying hard enough to do a real search for somebody different. And Iger may have a real uphill battle convincing these critics that he's not Eisner. And there's going to be lots of pressure to keep the ratings up at ABC, keep the turnstiles moving at the theme parks, and just in general, keep the money coming in.
It's not September yet when Eisner leaves, but are we talking a legacy now?
Well, first I'll note that he actually did something unexpected when he handed in his resignation. He gave up what's been a month's long lobbying effort to stay with the company as its chairman, the chairman of the board. He's essentially severing all ties with Disney at this point. We certainly can't feel sorry for him. He's walking away at a time when he owns 13.9 million shares of Disney. That's about $387 million at Friday's closing price. But Michael Eisner really has been the face of Disney for 20 years. Even kids got to know him as the guy who introduced, the wonderful world of Disney on Sunday nights. But unfortunately, his legacy is most likely to focus on the last 5 years or so, when the company experienced a revenue slump, got caught in a shareholder lawsuit over this payout to the former Disney president, Michael Ovitz, and lost or is about to lose two big sub-brands, Pixar Animation and the Weinstein Brothers of Miramax. But of course, history will tell the final story. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're checking in with tobacco farmers as they prepare to apply for billions in government buyout money.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.